Stuart Nash is with us, along with Mark Mitchell. Wednesday morning, morning, fellas.
Morning, Mike. Morning, Stu.
G'day, Mitch. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Stuart. Are you feeling the wrath of the nation on your shoulders this morning?
That's right. I think we've done incredibly well with the traffic light system. I think all Kiwis get it and they're ready to move out of that and then to have a fantastic Kiwi summer.
Now, do you want to apologise for your groundswell comments or not?
Oh, come on, Mike. You're better than that. You would have read the transcript and you would see that I absolutely did not call every farmer racist or an anti-vax. I was simply referring to an online presence and some of the stuff that I'd seen online, and one post in particular, which was absolutely disgusting about Naima Hoota. And well, I do note that a number of members of Groundswell came out and called it out as well.
Indeed, they did. They sacked the guy. So I'm not sure what Groundswell stands for these days, and that is what I've read on their website. It's a mixture of racism and anti-vax. So you're not singling out a person there at all. You're singling out Groundswell. Are you now singling out a single person?
No, I was saying I was responding to what was on their website. It was actually on their Facebook page. Look, Mike, I work with a number of the rural communities. I have for years. I'm the Minister of Forestry. I'm one of the Prime Minister's ministers who meet with these guys. I think they're fantastic. The vast majority of the rural community work really hard and are really good people. I was calling out Facebook page, which was absolutely abhorrent.
If you feel like that, why don't you accept the fact that you have offended a lot of them because you used a broad brush, and instead of targeting one or two individuals, you actually target the whole of Groundswell, which is, you know, and you're meant to, a government's meant to unify. Good leadership's about unifying, not dividing. And you've come out and with a broad brush,
you've labelled
them as racist, and you should apologise.
I think you should back me up on this. I don't know if you saw what they wrote about in the night.
No, hold on.
Whoa. You should back me up on this.
They didn't write anything. A bloke wrote something.
That's right.
Well, Mike, okay, so how far do you take that, Mike? It was on their Facebook page, as were a number of other anti-vax things. And the guys say that, they find this stuff all the time on their Facebook page and they try and take it down. That's what I was calling out, Mike.
The scary thing about this, Mike, is that I was in the house sitting next to Mark Cameron when he asked that question of Stuart, who was filling in for the minister. But when he came out and made that comment about the rural community being, Groundswell being racist anti-vaxxers, the scary thing is the rest of his Labor colleagues all clapped and cheered. So I think you do owe them an apology.
Mitch, because they understood what I was saying, and I was standing up for my great mate and my colleague, Nanaia Mahuta, who I think had been treated incredibly unfairly. And what was written about her on the Groundswell webs or Facebook page was totally unacceptable. And I think
with your logic, everything that appears on the Newstalk ZB website and Facebook page reflects directly on me, which is simply not true.
No, but I do think it reflects on ZB. And you'd agree with me, Mike. I mean, if you write an opinion piece on the ZB webpage, then that reflects ZB.
No, what happens if that does happen, then it's actually the commentator or the person that's written the opinion piece that gets the heat. Not the overall organisational group.
And the law actually doesn't say that much. The bottom line is the vast majority of your listeners, Mike, know, if they read the transcript, that I was actually referring to the online presence and stuff that had been put up by my colleagues. People aren't stupid. And for people to take out, I was absolutely talking about the stuff that was on their online presence.
All right, so for the record now, what does Groundswell stand for in your view as you understand it this morning?
I'm not 100% sure what Groundswell stands for. They are a protest movement, but as the Prime Minister and myself in Parliament have said numerous times, we meet with members of the rural community on a very regular basis, and I do myself, and I will continue to do that because I think they are the backbone of our economy. I have always said that.
All right. Let's leave that one there. If you're not going to... Sorry, go, Mark.
No, they're taking a position against the government, which, of course, the government doesn't like, refuses to meet with them. It's our rural sector, actually, and to be honest with you, urban communities got behind them as well because they're deeply confused and concerned about the mixed messages coming out of the government's policies that are going to impact severely what they're trying to do, and so they're protesting against it, which in this country, everyone has the right to do. And I'm sorry, you'll never shift me off the fact that you can't broad brush call people racist. And I think that racist is a term that's been used far too much in this country to try and intimidate and shut down debate. And I think that, Stu, you should come a step forward and you should do the right thing and you should say, look, I targeted my comments at these people that did something that was offensive against them, Nanaia, but I shouldn't have painted everyone with a broad brush, and I apologise for that.
Now, Stuart, Kāinga Ora, Housing New Zealand, we've paid out, and these are just a couple of cases, we've paid out the taxpayer $2,500 to some poor woman after she was, they attempted to run her down. These are neighbours. And another person was paid $5,000 after threats to kill, threats to assault, sexual harassment, aggressive and intimidating behaviour. Why don't these people get evicted?
Yeah, well, what I want to say is the vast majority of Housing New Zealand teams are good, law-abiding citizens who value the fact that they actually have a house provided by the government. There are some rogues of that, there's no doubt. We work hard with every fan to find solutions. And I know in my electorate, Mike, we've had some instances, and I've only had good relations and good service from Housing New Zealand or Kāinga Ora.
So why is it that you get to try and run down your neighbour and not get evicted, though?
No, well, that's an extreme case.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still a case. How come you don't get evicted? What is the eviction policy? If running somebody down isn't an eviction crime, what is?
Yeah, well, Mike, I don't know the specifics of that case, but what I would say is that we work very closely with some of the most vulnerable in our communities, and I think we provide a great service.
I didn't ask that. I asked, well, what is it you need to do to get booted out of a Housing New Zealand house? How bad do you have to be?
Well, I'm not the Minister of Housing, so I don't know intimately what our eviction policy is. So if you want
Could
to know
you
what
don't
our
have
eviction
one?
Policy is, no. If you want to know what our eviction policy is, then get the head of Housing New Zealand or Kāinga Ora on.
Yeah, no. They don't talk.
What I would say is that we work with some of the most vulnerable in our community, and I think we provide a fantastic service. And if you keep in mind, this government, as you are well aware, is building state houses for the first time because the last government actually sold more than they built.
What do you do, Mark? See, Bernie Smith was on from the Monte Cecilia Trust earlier, and he said they're way too loose. This government's way too loose on this. But then he said your government, when you're in, you're way too strict. You were booting people out left, right and centre. They ended up in cars.
Well, I don't agree with that. But the fact of the matter is that when there aren't consequences and people want to break the laws and not respect other people, then this is what will happen. You've seen a proliferation of these cases, and I just feel that any Kiwi should not feel like they're under siege and fearful in their home. And so it's on Kāinga Ora and this government to actually come up with a proper, robust policy, work across agency to move these people out, work with the police to take action if that's what's required.
So what would you do, Mitch? Would you guys put them back in the car?
No, but it's a complicated situation. That's why I just said to you, have a robust policy.
What's the policy?
Working across agencies and with police. If people are breaking the law, which is what they're doing, then in my view, the police should be stepping in and those people should be in front.
Which is exactly what happens now.
If kids are involved, then actually agencies should be getting alongside the parents to actually work out what they can do.
Which is exactly what happens now.
It's not happening now. What's happening
it
now
is happening now, Mitch.
Kiwis have been assaulted, they've been intimidated, they're under siege, they're fearful in their homes. And
if people break the law, the police become involved, and if social service agencies are required, then they become involved.
Stewie, that's the whole point. They haven't been getting involved.
If people break the law, then the police are involved. Believe me.
You've had no evictions since 2018. And there's a growing... The reason why we're talking about this is because the situation is getting worse and worse. So actually, it's time for you guys to step up and actually start doing what you haven't been doing.
The reason we're talking about this is because there are one or two cases of some absolute rogues who've done some terrible things, and I acknowledge that. But if someone breaks the law, the police are involved. If social agencies are required, then they get required. We work very, very closely with the most vulnerable in our community to ensure that they have the services required.
In your own patch of Hawke's Bay, I attended a public meeting whereby the moteliers came out and said that motels were being run and were under siege by gang members taking them over. This is what
you did that about 2 years ago, and that has since been sorted.
Okay.
No, actually, I
finish it up, Mark.
I was just going to say that we've got a proliferation of gangs and gang violence in this country,
and it works
its way down into the community. And you start when they feel like you get away with it, when there's no consequences, you're going to continue to see these situations arising.
Hey, Mike, back to our original topic that you talked about.
Groundswell.
So Mitch went on and filled in an anti-vax survey that showed that he was anti-vax. Now, he came out and said he didn't. Why don't you hold that sort of behaviour to account?
Because I have no idea what you're talking about. What'd you fill in, Mike?
Well, come on. The thing is, Mike, that I want to make this very, very clear. I did not call our rural community, nor did I call people from Groundswell, racist or anti-vax. What I did say is what I had seen on online presence was racist and anti-vax material. Groundswell themselves have said
you've made a very serious allegation.
Groundswell themselves have said that this stuff has been on their website.
Very quick, Mark. What was the form you filled out that says you're an anti-vaxxer?
I'm calling this out. I'd like to know what that is, because that is absolutely, utterly untrue.
It was reported in the media, Mitch.
And we're encouraging everyone to double vax.
I know you're not anti-vax. I know you're not anti-vax. That's the point. You are not anti-vax at all. You've been double.
You just said that I signed an online petition.
It was in the media. You had filled in something that was anti-vax. Now, I know you're not anti-vax. My point around this is, if you believe everything in the media, or if you skew it a certain way, then you end up with a conclusion which is not right. Mike, I absolutely refute that I called everyone in Groundswell anti-vax or racist. That is simply not true.
So you were targeting the singular person who posted the singular piece of information about Nanaimo Hutta.
I was targeting stuff that's appeared on the Groundswell Facebook page, which Groundswell themselves admitted that they have to frequently take down because people are posting anti-vax and racist stuff on their Facebook site.
All right, got a moment, you guys. Appreciate it very much. Stuart Nash, Mark Mitchell. More next week. It's getting good.